Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Mormon missionaries have knocked on your door. What do you do? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. This is a question that we often receive at Mormonism Research Ministry. We get questions constantly asking us, I guess what they're looking for, Eric, is the silver bullet question. The question that will hopefully bring the Mormon missionaries down on their knees right on your doorstep. There isn't one, is there?
I haven't found it, and we should write a whole book on it if we could.
Yeah, well, there really, folks, there is not a silver bullet question that's going to have that kind of a result. However, that does not mean that there are not questions that you can ask the missionaries when they come to your door that will perhaps get them to start thinking about what they believe to be true. One of the things that I tell people when they ask me is, okay, the missionaries come to my house, what do I say? There's a number of things that you can say, but usually what I like to do is let them kind of lead the conversation. Remember, they are there to sell you their religion. We know that. There's no secret to their game plan. They are wanting to convert you to Mormonism. It is true that they have come to your home, that is your place of residence, and definitely they should show you some respect when it comes to that. But at the same time, if you're wanting to have a fruitful conversation, I would say allow them to talk to you and explain why they are there.
Oh, I just recently got this text from a friend, and let me just read it and see how we would respond, how we could respond to this person. He says, I am having two Mormon missionaries over tonight. Any pointers or tips? And that's what we're talking about right now. And that's why we decided this would be a good topic to talk about. I feel like I don't want to have them come over and have them come over with my guns drawn. I don't want to have a list of verses ready to debate with them. I just want to casually visit and share the biblical view of the gospel. Do you have any ideas?
Well, if you're going to share the biblical view of the gospel, you're going to have some verses, I would assume.
I think what he's trying to say, though, is he doesn't want to come out with guns blazing and scare them away, because he wants to have a opportunity to be able to share the truth with them. I'm going to suggest one of the things that I know brings missionaries in the past to my door, when they do come, they'll come back when you say, would you like to have dinner? Now, I know for a lot of people that might be a little scary, but these guys, some of them are existing on macaroni and cheese. If you have a home-cooked meal and just allow them to see that you're real people, and maybe you don't exactly believe the same way, but you're hospitable. That food, for some reason, has a way of opening up a conversation. And I don't think on the first meeting, which is what I think this friend was getting to, was you have to get into the Adam God doctrine or these really, you know, intricate things.
We would never suggest
that. No, so. but I mean, you know, getting into all these really deep philosophical conversations and just get to know each other. And that's how I wrote him back. I said, if you're wanting them to come back again, then keep it really light. One of my suggestions is let them tell their testimony. They love telling their testimony, but you have a chance to tell your testimony as well, because if you're a Christian, you have a testimony that you can share. And that's one of the most powerful apologetic tools that we have in our arsenal.
Many times when I've had missionaries in my house, I definitely want to sit with them and I want to get to know them. Mm-hmm. I want to hopefully put them at ease that I'm just another person just like they are. I never want to look at them as being some sort of enemy. And I think sometimes Christians do have a tendency to do that. And if you have that kind of an attitude, you're probably going to come off pretty strong.
There are several different ways I think that Christians badly mishandle having missionaries come to their door. One is maybe pretending that they're not there, you know, turning the lights off, shutting the shades, turning the TV off. Maybe you're in the audience here listening right now and say, I've done that before. I don't know if that's a great way of sharing your faith, because you're not letting them in at all.
I don't think that honors the Lord, because God, through his providence, brings somebody that needs to hear the gospel to your door. and you don't accept it, you would rather accept a pizza at your door, but you wouldn't accept a potential convert to Christianity.
But then I know there are other people who handle it badly the other way. And I think sometimes it's a shock to have missionaries at our door. We open it up. And so they start to get their voices raised. They start making accusations. I've even heard of missionaries saying some of the worst people on their knocking on doors encounters were Christians who would have a big cross on the door maybe or on their car, but they would slam the door or they'd say, "You're going to hell," or "Get out of here," with cuss words. And I think we need to be really careful.
Yeah, exactly. I think of all the years that I have talked with Mormon missionaries, most of them have been very, very nice young men. I've talked to some of the young women. I would much rather talk to the young guys. I feel like I can have a better conversation with them. But for the most part, they're very nice people. Now, this is not to say that I have not had some real interesting couple of missionaries. Had some not too terribly long ago. The conversation didn't get very far.
Okay, well, let's say, Bill, that somebody's asking and they want, not the silver bullet question you're talking about, but what are some good topics? Maybe you only get to talk to these missionaries one time. You're not able to do dinner because they just came over and they just were here in the neighborhood to share the truth, what they believe the truth is. First off, do you invite them into your home?
I have no problem with that. I personally don't believe that the passage in 2 John 10 that talks about false teachers really has anything to do with either Mormons or members of the Watchtower Society, the Jehovah's Witnesses. Because for one, those people didn't exist back then, so obviously it wouldn't be talking about them.
So you have them come in, maybe give them a glass of water or something and say, "Do you guys like anything to drink? I know you're out on your bikes doing your..."
I don't offer coffee or,
yeah,
or
that,
anything like
that. That would
like
get
that.
Off to a bad start, right. Probably, but... But now, okay, so now they're sitting down and they're looking at you, you're looking at them, and they might have said a few things. What would be a topic or two that we could get into that would help get a conversation going that maybe could go into a second or third time if I invite them for dinner?
Well, depending on what they've said so far, one of the things I like to ask them is, how do they come to knowing what is true? Mm-hmm. How do you know what is true? How do you come to that conclusion? Now, of course, most Mormons would probably say, "Well, I pray about it." And that sounds like a very good religious answer. It sounds like a very pious answer. And of course, if you're praying to God and God answers prayer, certainly the answer is always going to be right. As if somehow there could not be any prejudice involved in that prayer. Because let's be serious, we all, even when we come to God, we come to Him with our own presuppositions.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be very easy to assume that God is speaking when God really is not speaking.
Mm-hmm.
It could be for a number of reasons why we want a certain answer. And many times we've had Mormons tell us that the reason that they believe what they believe is because God told them it was true. And what I try to kindly point out to them as the conversation develops, I don't throw all of this out at once, but it could be quite possible to believe in something and to believe it to be true, even though the facts state otherwise. And I would ask them, "Well, what if the facts stated otherwise to what you believe? How would you know if you could be wrong on something?"
Mm.
And I think that's a question that probably many Latter-day Saints have never really thought about, at least not deeply. And unfortunately, because they haven't, they will sometimes have this attitude, if you will, "Well, I have to be right because I know God spoke to me." Well, if God has really spoken to anybody, is He ever really going to tell you something that contradicts what He may have revealed before? I would have to say no. Where has He revealed that? Now, as Christians, we believe He reveals His truth through the Bible.
Hmm.
So if somebody comes along and they say, "Well, I believe this, this, and this, and God told me that this is true," and that's basically, isn't it, what Joseph Smith did? He was always putting words in God's mouth. So many times Mormons, really what they believe is what Joseph Smith tells them to believe. It's probably not anything that God said at all. And trying to get them to see this is sometimes very delicate, but it can be done.
I think one of the things we have to do, too, is be really careful with our voice and the inflection we give, because sometimes we can come across as being know-it-alls or being angry. And I think this is where prayer comes in. I hope that we all have this attitude. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians, we're supposed to pray without ceasing. We're supposed to always be ready to have an answer, 1 Peter 3 says. And so when they come, it shouldn't surprise us. If you live in the valley, you're going to have a missionary come and visit you because they have increased the missionary population by allowing 18-year-old boys and 19-year-old girls to go out. And so expect this. And so when that situation comes, you know, letting them sit down and getting to know them a little bit and just praying, God, give me some words to say. Now, we have a couple of articles on our website that I want to point out, Bill, because I think a couple of these articles, if you're really concerned about this, would you be able to talk to a missionary at your door? There's one that you wrote called Don't Let the Badge Intimidate You. Mm-hmm. And that is found at mrm.org/Mormon-missionaries. I think that's a great article that would help somebody. Because an elder doesn't mean anything. In our church, it does mean something. That's somebody who has a position. But there's a 19-year-old can go out, and or 18-year-old now can go out and actually share the truth. And so we shouldn't let that scare us. Another article by Aaron called Three Evangelical Perspectives on Witnessing to Mormon Missionaries. Aaron's done a lot of witnessing to the missionaries. This is on our blog site. It's from September 28, 2009. I won't give you the whole list, but if you type in Evangelical Perspectives, Mormon Missionaries, you'll get this on Mormon Coffee. Read that and see what Aaron has to say. There's some tips out there. There's some good advice. I think those who might be scared about this, not know what to say, just by doing a little bit of study, knowing a little bit more about Mormonism is going to help you be a more successful missionary.
Well, I think that's a key because we really do need to have somewhat of an understanding of where these people are coming from if we're going to have an effective dialogue with them. And as we always say, you want to be prepared for when they do eventually come to our door because it's not just people living in Utah that's going to have visits from Mormons. It's a lot of people outside of Utah. And missionaries are everywhere. They have tens of thousands of them that are out there scouring the neighborhood. So the chances are pretty good that you're probably going to get a knock on your door. The question is, how are you going to respond? And as you've mentioned, we have a lot of information on our website at mrm.org that will certainly help you in understanding better where the missionaries are coming from.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. You just listened to today's broadcast of Viewpoint on Mormonism. But did you know that you can hear previous shows at your convenience? The Viewpoint on Mormonism podcast is free on the internet and will help you learn more about the LDS religion. Feel free to listen on your computer or download to your favorite listening device. Just go to mrm.org and click on the right side where it says On Air. All of our shows are here, so visit mrm.org today.
Hi, this is Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry and host of Viewpoint on Mormonism, heard daily on AM 820. I'm looking forward to meeting you at the May 17th Spring Vision Banquet for AM 820 and Utah Partnerships for Christ. Just go to www.upfc.org to order your tickets or call Russ East at 801-645-7433. That's 801-645-7433.